Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Carrick, and the American Seed Trade Association's chair is Wayne Gale. Good to see you, Wayne.
Good afternoon.
So, ASTA, by the way, you have a great convention in December. All of the seed companies are there.
Yeah, it is the biggest biggest meeting in the seed industry pretty much in the world. So December 9th through 12th in Chicago, every year in Chicago that time of year. So, yeah, we're looking forward to another great attendance.
Seed is something farmers can't, maybe they can skimp on a few other things, even fertilizer, but they never skimp on seed, right?
Well, it's the foundation of any crop, so yeah, good seed in the ground gives you a good harvest.
We have an emerging crop that is going to require a fair amount of scrutiny, hemp. Do you see that as a viable industry, or are we still on wobbly legs?
Well, it's a brand new one for sure. I don't think we've ever experienced a crop where we went from zero to 100 in a matter of 3 years. So there's the learning curve is immense on this crop. There's also the infrastructure required to handle the crop didn't exist 5 years ago. So a lot of companies are looking at trying to struggle with the infrastructure. Also the regulations. And where do you get seed? That's usually the biggest question we get asked at American Seed Trade Association is where do we get seed and what should we be looking for when we buy that seed?
Whether it's a developed trait by a company or a university, it starts with a greenhouse and then foundation and then registered and then certified. That doesn't exist in the hemp industry just yet, does it?
No, the rules are being formed as we speak. We're being asked what should be on the bag. Typically, Federal Seed Act just requires the germination and noxious weeds. But for this particular industry, people are talking about what is the feminized seed content because like anything else, like purity, it has to be identified because you want 100% feminized seed if you can. And also, what is the THC component on a grown crop? What is the expected THC? Because, of course, it has to be below federal limits in order to be sold as hemp.
Do you think farmers ought to, because it's everybody's going to need the seed, should there be some seed producers and hemp seed companies formed?
We have them now. Some states like Oregon and a couple others have actually started breeding. Companies now exist that are breeding a hemp product and are selling hemp seed to U.S. growers.
Well, there's a future there for somebody, but it needs guidance, and that's where you guys come in. But back to corn and beans, new traits are developed with some new breeding technology. CRISPR has gotten a lot of buzz. Is that the wave of the future?
Well, the seed industry is really interested in this new technology. It's very much unlike genetically modified. It's using the genes within that species. So what our goal is in the new breeding techniques is to come up with a product that you could get there through traditional breeding methods, but we can get there faster, and we can also get there in more exact. So another aspect of the CRISPR technology is it's more precise breeding than traditional hybridization, where characteristics fall in and fall out as you do your back crossing and breeding. With CRISPR, we can be more precise in which traits we pass on to the next generation and which traits we do not pass on to the next generation.
The industry did a terrible job with genetically modified organisms and all that. How do we overcome that hurdle in the rearview mirror, and how do we teach the public that, first of all, that wasn't bad, but this is even better?
Well, American Seed Trade Association has invested quite a bit of time and energy into a website called Innovature, which is identifying some of the characteristics that this new technology can bring to the consumer. I think one of the big mistakes that the initial GMO was, it was very much focused on the grower and really gave very little attributes to the final consumer. With this new technology, we can take on such issues as climate change, the availability of water in certain climates, and other characteristics that are not only in interest to the consumer, but from an environment perspective are important in today's climate change challenges.
What traits do you see coming in the future in addition to like drought tolerance and the nitrogen uptake, things like that?
Certain characteristics on vitamin contents of vegetables. gluten-free. There's a lot of work going into certain crops that are trying to take the gluten out of certain crops, and so that it can be more widely distributed. The lack of the need of water is another big one. That means that it can be grown in much more different climates than currently. So you're not you don't have certain crops that can only be grown in certain climatic areas, which then brings those crops closer to the consumer, because that's what they want. They want it locally grown. Well, you can't grow certain crops everywhere in the United States, whereas now with this new technology, we can create a more diverse genetic pool in allowing it to grow in other environmental areas.
The website for farmers to get more info on ASTA?
Is betterseed.org.
Gotcha. All righty. Thank you. Wayne Gale, the chair of ASTA, the American Seed Trade Association.